the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
For a week this summer, 15 high school students called Missouri State University's Bull Shoals Field Station home. The students were participants in the Green Leadership Academy. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Joining me today are Dr. Janice Green and two camp participants, Austin Kurth and Marissa Mack. Janice, could you tell me about the GLADE camp?
GLADE is the Green Leadership Academy for Diverse Ecosystems, which is a week-long academy for high school students, mostly juniors and seniors. It is sponsored by the Greater Ozarks Audubon Society and Missouri State University. But we have a whole variety of conservation professionals that also come and participate with the students, which allows them to look at careers and opportunities to use those people as resources. We immerse them during the week so that they're always in touch with nature throughout the week, rain or shine.
Marissa Mack graduated from Logan Rogersville High School and will be a freshman at Missouri State in the fall. Marissa, what parts of camp did you enjoy the most?
Personally, I enjoyed the bird banding and the leadership activities the most. I just love birds. They're really intriguing to me. And I also enjoy just the nights that we spent out on the bluff.
Austin Kurth is a senior at Nixa High School. And Austin, what parts of camp did you enjoy the most?
I think the giant cane restoration was probably the most fun for me because it was really a hands-on way to see the difference you're making in an environment to help the type of bird that we were helping.
What type of bird was it?
It was the Swainson's warbler.
Tell me a little bit about some of the other types of activities that you did during camp.
The entire thing was pretty much the greatest field trip you could have ever taken. We caught birds, we banded them, we netted in the ponds, and we caught little amphibians and reptiles that we just looked at. And the professionals there, they just knew everything about everything. So if you had a question, it was answered right away.
Marissa, I know you're getting ready to go to college in the fall. Do you plan to continue any of the things you learned here in your studies?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually really interested in social change. And so for me, this camp really played in perfectly because it's all about sustainability. And so I think that by taking what I learned at GLADE with my leadership skills and then applying them to public policy or sociology, which is what I'm looking at for a major, I think it could really benefit the world.
Have you thought about what project you'd like to do coming out of the academy?
At this point, I'm not really sure. I'm looking at doing a community garden in Rogersville, which is where I live, and just kind of educating the public on the kind of resources that we have that are limited and just teaching them about conservation and also kind of helping out any people in our area that are just in need of some fresh fruits and vegetables.
Austin, have you thought about what your project will be?
I was actually going to look at my high school and just kind of look around and see what needed to be done because I know that no other GLADE alumni has come and done a project at Nixa.
Do you have anything else that either one of you would like to add?
If you're a younger student in high school and you're interested in any sorts of nature at all, this is a camp that you need to apply for because if you're accepted, it will show you everything there is about nature and how you can do your part in protecting it.
Really, it's all connected because a lot of times nature is able to tell us things about our environment that we can't sense immediately. And so by learning about those things, they really do end up helping us as humans. And so that's why this camp was really so important because just learning about our environment helps us learn more about ourselves.
Janice, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I think this is a great experience for students because they can see the wide variety of ways that they can be involved in conserving nature, whether it is as a conservation professional, but also it's just the way that they behave in their everyday life if they don't go that professional route. So it is a way of looking at the world, and I think that that is one of the greatest aspects of it.
More information about GLADE is available at greenleadershipacademy.org. I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.